Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Dirty Lola of Sex at a Go-Go, and you're listening to Why Are People Into That with Tina Horn.
Welcome to part two of episode 46 of Why Are People Into That, the podcast that's made from real fruit juice. This month's guest is poet Jenny Zhang, and because she writes so vividly and viscerally about bodily fluids in her poetry, I thought it would be fun for us to take a deep and disgusting dive into all of the different ways that bodies get wet. So I'm just going to run through my upcoming events, and those of you who already have it all in your calendar, just hang tight while I remind everybody, okay? Everything I'm doing this spring is Why Are People Into That related. So all of my live shows are going to be rapid fire Why Are People Into That. So if you are attending and you have a fetish that you really want to have explained, email me or tweet at me or hit me up on Instagram, slide into my DMs ahead of time, and we'll make sure to address your question. So coming up first, April 20th. I'll be back at the San Francisco Armory. You can grab tickets to that at armorystudios.com. If you're already planning on attending the International Miss Leather Conference in San Jose, I'm judging the contest. No big deal. And then I am doing a live Why Are People Into That on Sunday, April 23rd. So come say hi. On April 26th, I'll be at the Pleasure Chest in Los Angeles, and that one is free. On May 3rd, I'll be back in New York doing a masturbation-themed panel at the Upper East Side Pleasure Chest, also free. And save the date for June 16th, when I'll be returning to the Lesbian Sex Mafia at the New York LGBTQ Center. All right, so follow at Tina Horn's Ass on Twitter and Instagram because, hello, it's sweaty tank top selfie season. Visit whyarepeopleintothat.com, subscribe to the podcast on Acast and iTunes, take a few seconds to write a review, you know it really helps me, and tell your friends about the show. If you listen to Why Are People Into That and would like to help me thrive, pledge me a little paper at patreon.com/TINAHORN. So grab your special splash zone seats and tune in to part two of Why Are People Into Fluids? Okay. Yes. Are you ready? Okay, tell me your bathroom thoughts.
Okay, as I was peeing. Well, I was just thinking that, I don't know, especially people who advocate for any kind of sexual repression or hiding and can't seem to face anything about sexuality, I just feel like people can be really literal minded and wanting, like, people are always wanting, like, physical evidence. So when, like, you talk about, like, subjugating someone, you want, like, physical evidence of having left a mark, and people, I can see why these, I don't know, sexual extreme conservatives would be disturbed by facials, because it's just so visibly evident that a sexual act has occurred.
That's right. Which really, actually, that's very beautifully put. I mean, I think that that is from, like, the perspective of a porn content creator. I think that that is more accurately why that is a porn trope than this is a machine to subjugate, that this industry is like a, you know, that these images are like designed to perpetuate the subjugation of women. That it's like, yeah, exactly, like sex happened here,
right? It absolutely happened. And like, there are so many, obviously there's so many ways to be damaged by a sexual encounter that are invisible. Like, no need to even get into that because it's just so obviously true.
No, it's true, but it bears repeating. Absolutely. No, that's a really good point.
But there's something about wanting evidence of being soiled or of being spoiled or whatever it is.
And you're right, people are literal minded about it.
Yeah.
As if the facial could not mean something different to the people participating in that act than it means to you as a voyeur.
Totally.
As if like meaning and symbolism are not fluid.
Totally. Totally. So I guess I was just thinking about that, and I was just thinking like that there is such like, I mean, I don't know, because I'm in my 30s, so I like encountered, my first encounter of sexual images was not through pornography, but very quickly after it was through pornography on the internet. And I just remembered there was just such a, because my first like experience with sexual images was through writing and reading like smutty books or whatever.
Yeah.
And that has its own pleasure points. And for me, the pleasure came from the descriptions of grunting and the descriptions of moaning and groaning and almost like the sounds of pain. That was so hot to me. But then when I started looking at porn online, I was always looking for fluids and I was always looking for cum because it was a visual medium. So I wanted the visual of evidence that sex had occurred or was occurring and was happening.
It's the kind of thing that you are going to see in a hardcore porn that you're not going to see in even the most quote unquote realistic
cinematic
even like a soft core, you know, like
the
cum is gonna be like the evidence of the body's in action.
And then I remember like watching like an hour long thing I downloaded off the internet when I was like 16. I was just so bored because it was like, oh my God, this penis is going inside this vagina. Like, this is giving me nothing. Like, I can't see it. Like, I don't see anything happening. I'd rather be reading about this because it would be so much hotter, because then you could describe their mental states. But I'm not getting, my imagination is not being set afire by this cock, like going inside this pussy over and over and over again. And so it just became like, I just always scroll to the end where I was like, well, here's a part that I can't, my imagination, it's better than my imagination. The visual is better than what I could imagine. And so that's the only thing I'm looking for, which is the moment when like cum is like flying in the air and like landing somewhere.
Also like, that's beautiful. Also the cum shot is the moment, is there's like there's a lot of like spontaneity and also I don't know, like almost like like abstract impressionism to it, right? Because like like the rhythm of sex, and like I'm somebody who is like, show me like a close-up of like, you know, cocks going in and out of holes, like I'm all about that. I would like to see their faces, but like also like, let's get like, again, with the thing that is you're not going to see in the softcore, like I want to see, you know, these people are fucking, so like, let's get in there and see it. And get some good lighting in there. but to a certain degree, there are variations, but like, part of the pleasure of that is the like rhythm and the repetition and like the almost the like familiarity like of it. Whereas the cum shot is like much more likely to be like, what's gonna happen?
Yes. It's true.
Which, going back to what you were saying about, like, this is something that you're imagining. Like, you could, like, close your eyes and daydream about, like,
yeah,
like, things going in and out of holes. But
right.
there are, like, an infinite number of ways that cum can fly.
Yeah. And also in, like, sort of mainstream heterosexual porn, there's just so much emphasis on, like, the woman's face and... or only emphasis in many yeah. situations that, and they do so much work so that I guess heterosexual guys don't have to feel at all gay watching it, and right. they can just pretend like the guy's not even there.
Or they like, they identify with the guy right. or like project themselves into the guy.
They are the guy and they're looking at the girl or whatever. Yeah. And I find that so, it's just so limited and clearly targeted to the heterosexual guy watching it, but it would, I feel like the cum shot, not even the cum itself, but the fact that oftentimes that was the only time you would hear a sound made mm. by the guy.
Oh yeah.
That was like hot to me, where I was like, oh, this is not just, I don't know, like a dick free floating in right. the air or right. something, but this is an actual human and he feels something uncontrollable
yeah.
at this moment, and like you were saying, it's a moment where it's kind of uncontrollable. So I also liked that when I was like watching porn for the first time as a kid. I found that really good.
I mean, the connection between this conversation about facials and in porn and the conversation about like a fascination with fluids is yeah. that the idea that cum on someone's face is inherently degrading presupposes that everyone assumes that cum is a disgusting
right.
thing, and that it would be like, you know, which goes back to your question about piss, right? What is the difference yeah. between cumming in someone's face versus pissing in someone's face?
Right.
I mean, it really just has to do with the difference of like what meaning is that fluid carrying, right? Because, I mean, people who want to get pissed on vary from people who want to feel like totally, you know, beneath someone,
yeah.
like they want to literally, they want to like imagine they are a toilet,
right.
you know, or you're like marking your territory and like objectifying you, or it's just like there's a taboo that like piss is supposed to go in a toilet, it's not supposed to go on
right.
somebody else, like, you know, like all of that, and you know, and piss is, you know, it's has a strong smell, and
yeah.
you definitely are gonna like want to shower that right. off like before you like go to work, you know. You know, and but then on the other end of the spectrum, there's people who want to be pissed on because they want to be anointed by mm. someone who they worship, or they want to just feel like so intimate with that person, like literally everything about you is beautiful and worthy
yeah.
and sexy to me. I want to like revel in everything your body can do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's nice because there's like an element of ritual and rites when R-I-T-E-S, when there's fluid involved, because there is cleanup, and so it does mean like I like that aspect too, where when you're playing with fluids, there's like there's steps that you take to then be like, okay, now this private time I've had with this person or these people is over, and now I'm going to like remake my body to be available to the public again. I do
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
I think that's really sweet, and I think that's really,
I mean, that's what
fun.
Sex is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like going into a like a yeah, an uncivilized space with someone, and then like yeah, preparing to like return to society again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing that I wanted to ask you about, I went on the Glamour magazine podcast Work Wives, and we
yeah.
did this like rapid fire, why are people into that? And we used actually like the Pornhub's like top 10 searches.
Ooh, what are they?
Oh, it's like stepmom, lesbians,
stepmom.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Wait, I can't even start.
So interesting.
if we start talking about incest, we'll be here all day. I can't remember. You'll have to listen to Work Wives. But one of them was cream pies. Do you know what a cream pie is?
Yes, I do.
And it was interesting because I kind of talked a little bit about kind of the things that we're discussing, like the idea of just like really reveling in what a body can do and like really just like enjoying the like juiciness and again that like the cum has happened and that you're just like continuing to like root around in it or rut around in it.
Right.
I hope that he's okay with me saying this. I'll ask him. The producer of the show, who's a gay man, was like, you know, one thing that you didn't talk about is that like reveling in fluids like also has a very like acute sense of danger because of what fluids can transmit.
Right.
I realized that's probably like much more like gay men are more acutely aware of that and are more acutely aware of the ways that that the fear of HIV and the fear just like the mortality of cum. That it could be that they could fetishize it or like just be more aware of it. So I mean, that's another thing about the values of different comms, like which or the value of different fluids, like what fluids can kill you.
Right. Totally. Or can cause like something extremely unwanted that you then need resources.
Or even, I was thinking about, even when you were talking about like needing to shower after sex because of a concern about yeast infection, like yeast infection is not going to kill you, but like sometimes you might like wish you were dead when you have one. discomfort, like anything where, the body is like not in the working order that you want it to be.
Well, it's so true because also what's really hot, I feel like, about like the idea of like a cream pie is like, there's no boundary. There's no barrier.
Right.
Like I will be filled by you. And I guess also with porn, it I can see why that would be especially hot because you're really not supposed to do that. And it does show almost like, this performer is willing to truly sacrifice their body
to make a risk aware assessment. Yes. And also like because porn is in some ways a controlled environment where like porn stars get tested for STIs and are taken care of like any birth control like needs that they may have, and also like negotiating beforehand like what making risk aware assessments. That's different from like your one night stand where you may like very well want to like fill your gaping asshole with cum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Both the trust is part of the hot thing too, where you're supposed to trust that nobody is trying to harm you and that you've consensually agreed to this for the purposes of pure pleasure.
Yeah.
But then on the other side is when someone hasn't or some system hasn't and then you're in danger.
I mean, you can like mutually agree to make a risk aware assessment, even if you're not thinking of it like that, like for the purpose of pure pleasure and then have it. And then, then like there are consequences.
Yeah.
I mean, but those consequences are what make are hot, yeah. You know, or like the like, you know, the like danger, the like real danger of consequence.
Right.
Is very rousing.
It's true. It really is.
But if we're like trying to, you know, if we're like going through our lives, like trying to practice self-control and like make good choices. And so we like may, I like hear what you're saying, that there is like something like so fascinating about being able to like look at porn star bodies, yeah. Like who are, yeah, like in some ways, like deliberately like making that choice, yeah. So that you can see again what a body can do.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. Yeah, the wanting to push boundaries, wanting to have no like to have like, I guess, fluid barriers,
or like permeable barriers.
Permeable, that's,
yeah.
The word. Yes.
Yeah.
Wanting to have permeable barriers seems to be very desirable. On the flip side too, this is something I don't know that much about, but the fascination and also interest and disgust in like when women ejaculate or whatever, female,
yeah.
Ejaculation,
yeah,
whatever that's supposed to be, is also something that's like really interesting. I don't even know how to think about that.
Well, I mean, that is, I'm glad you brought it up, because, you know, like, squirting is also like considered like extra pervy,
yeah.
And part of it is just like pussies taking up space,
right.
And like pussies like ejaculating, which is like something that men are supposed to do, or something, yeah. That penises are supposed to do,
right.
And then all kinds of like disinformation about the G-spot and whether, yeah. And whether you're peeing or like,
right.
You know, which, as we've established, like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but like what even it, you know, and our alienation from like understanding our own anatomy,
yeah.
And or like understanding our own arousal, or like being able to like have subjectivity around our own like,
yeah.
Arousal and experience of sex. I mean, you know, like, but squirting is fucking fantastic.
I wish I knew how to do it.
I can recommend some resources,
really,
to you.
I also heard now that there's like a very fine, but some people make a distinction between gushing and squirting. And I feel like actually some women who say they've never squirted have gushed.
Mm.
And that's, I'm not going to be like, that's a separate step or a different rung, but I do believe it's under just some general umbrella of more than just wetness when,
yeah.
You're very, very aroused.
Yeah.
And I really like the word gushing.
Yeah. Gushing is, wasn't there a candy that was called
Gushers. Gushers are so good.
Of course you like them.
I love them. They are really cool. It's kind of like it's kind, wait, what is it called when you, it's not a facial, but you just swallow a load? Is there a term for that?
No, I think that's just
swallowing a load.
So like eating a gusher is like swallowing a load, is what you're saying?
I feel like it's like a little like precursor. There's like a hint,
uh-huh.
Of that, I feel like, inherent in that candy and what it is. I don't know.
Totally.
You put it in your mouth and it gushes fluid into your mouth and it's sweet and fun. Like, I don't know.
Come on. And seriously, I mean, you know, it speaks to the like human, the like novelty of,
yeah.
Like a contained object,
yes.
Than being like manipulated in a way that then it like, then, you know, it,
yeah.
Spouts.
Why do you need a solid candy in your mouth to then liquefy and squirt into your mouth? Like, why? It doesn't Why is that a phenomenon that gives such pleasure? I don't know. It just does.
I think it just does. I have so many squirting resources to give you, but I'm gonna I'll give them to you later. We'll talk about it in the sauna.
Okay.
can I ask you about period blood?
Oh yeah, that's like a great thing too. Okay, here's something that I never realized about period blood until I got my period. I'm sure a lot of people have the same thing, where I thought you know it was just this perfect, nice, like a glass of cranberry juice, basically. I didn't know that there were, you know, goops and sort of textures that were like mucus, like long strands. Some people have, you know, like clots of blood. Like the texture is very complex and nuanced. And I didn't know that. And then I had another, like, so using a pad makes you see period blood different than pulling out a tampon, different from pulling out a sponge, different from pulling out like a Diva cup.
Totally.
Like, each of those, you know,
or just bleeding out.
Yeah. Each of those things, just your blood looks so different.
Totally.
Depending on what happens. Yeah. So that was something that I was like fascinated by. Just the sensation of having sex on your period is so interesting because it's just the squishiest, goopiest feeling.
Yeah.
And it can be good. It can be like difficult.
Yeah.
like too slippery. There's too much goop.
Yeah.
Can't feel anything because I'm just awash in my own blood.
Yeah. it changes the friction situation.
Yeah, and I mean the fact that your body also feels different, like
totally.
On certain days of your period, and emotionally you feel different on certain days of your period. I don't know, like periods are not that interesting, and they also are super interesting. I'm aware of the limits of being fascinated by your own period, but it's like another thing too. The other thing with fluids is like it's a good gauge of like how down someone is.
Totally.
Like if someone's being a bitch about like fucking you on your period, they're out of my life, you know? Like
boy, bye.
No, that's so basic. Like if you're sickened in any way by that, then we can never be close.
Yeah, you're basically saying I hate your body.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I agree completely.
I can't. But other things too, you know, I mean, and it's also like no judgment if you are grossed by certain fluids, but it just really shows someone quickly like how down they are, how
totally.
Open they are. And
totally.
I think that's really useful in some ways
with
new partners where you're kind of like, okay, so at what point will you be turned off by my excretions?
And because they're coming.
Yeah. Or like, do you just want more? Are you insatiable for more? I don't know. So fluids are a really good like way to figure out kind of where you both stand.
Totally. Well, Jenny Zhang, have we talked about all the fluids?
Maybe just not crying. Just tears.
We have not talked about crying.
Crying and sex is really interesting too.
Totally. What's your opinion about crying during sex?
It can be very rewarding.
I agree.
Cry.
I agree.
It can be wonderful to cry while getting fucked or after you've been fucked. Like,
yeah.
It can be a shockingly pleasurable, wonderful feeling.
Totally.
People don't talk about that enough.
We should talk about it more.
Because obviously there's a lot of, obviously crying can be extremely, it can be because of extreme pain and violation. But
totally.
In the realm of you wanted everything that was happening to you and is happening to you, crying can be wonderful, I guess.
It's a wonderful release. Yeah, let's talk about it next time. We'll talk about tears. Thank you so much for
spilling
over.
I've been gushing all day.
Gushing!
Next time I'll be squirting all over.
Oh man.
My
So tell the people at home where they can find you on the internet.
I'm basically Jenny Bagel, like bagel with cream cheese, and Jenny, like the regular plain name of Jenny, short for Jennifer. Although I'm just Jenny, short for nothing, but I'm Jenny Bagel on everything.
Cool. So jennybagel.com,
Jenny Bagel
on Instagram, at Jenny Bagel on Twitter.
Yeah, that's right.
And your first book, so you've had chapbooks, but this is your first book? Is that accurate?
This is my first fiction book. I've had a poetry book and cute little chapbooks, but this is my first, it's my first, like, grown-up book that someone like sank a lot of money into making.
Awesome.
Unfortunately or unfortunately for them, this will come to see.
Well, it's called Sour Heart, and yeah, we can help with all of that money by everybody can go out and buy it. And what is anything else going on for you in 2017? Sounds like the book has probably been pretty all-consuming.
No, I'm just gonna read up on squirting and see how far I can go with that.
Yes, literally, like, yeah, far across the room. Well, in any case, thank you so much for being on the show, and I can't wait to talk to you again.
Oh, thanks for having me, and for the Rice Krispies treat.
Oh yeah. Thanks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.